Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations to great radio stations out there along the Genesis Communications Network. That's GCNLive.com, their website. And, of course, we're also broadcasting on selected stations that are in the Salem Media Group in some of the largest radio markets across America. We thank them for that. And also broadcasting on some great independent stations out there, too, across America. And we always appreciate being able to talk to the folks out there, wherever you're at, however you're listening. And don't forget, you can also hear us broadcasting on the Internet, our streaming service that we have. It's over there coming off GCN Live and coming on many of your stations, your radio stations that have their own streaming services. They're playing it. And it's on my website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And we're also on the satellite. So there you go. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. And to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, thanks so very much, especially to the over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, the men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, and, of course, the FedEx and the UPS drivers, the bulk mail haulers, and, of course, Felix and the gang, John and Jim and James, and also the suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel out there, wherever it needs to go, so we can go. And you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show. That's the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show. And we're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on True Social, we're on X as at Captain's America, and the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com over there. You can go over there and hear us broadcasting live right now. And, of course, you can hear our podcasts over there, too, as well as the people we talk to on the radio, starting out with this guy right here, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody.
Yep, and let's go up here and pick up Denise Simon, line one. Good morning to you.
Hi, everybody.
Hey,
this is
morning.
The captain.
All righty. Well, that was interesting. Okay. Well, let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Yep.
Of course.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag
of the United States of America, and to the republic
for which it stands,
one nation
under God,
indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo Christian values. Well, Kyle, take it away. You got something you want to talk about regarding China.
That's right. Well, Denise, Gordon Chang, of course, from the Gatestone Institute, is a senior fellow there, of course, as we know. And you're familiar with Gordon Chang. Well, he's sort of raising some alarm. Yes, exactly. That's why I've been waiting to ask you here, because he's raising some alarm bells about China. The fact that Xi Jinping, is actually starting to replace officers in the rocket force, basically, officers who Gordon Chang says will obey his orders to push the button when he gives it, unquote. And so when Gordon Chang says something about this, I think we all kind of sit up and take notice. What do you think?
Well, we should. And, you know, Gordon used to live in China, and he's been a student of all things China for a lot of years, and studies China carefully. I would argue probably more so than even our national security apparatus, maybe even the Pentagon. But, you know, what he's really saying to us is China is preparing to go to war. They have, President Xi has actually told all of his top military brass and intelligence apparatus to prepare for war. That's not a recent declaration. I think that was probably about a year or so. And they continue to do that. Now, what does that look like? We have no idea, we little guys, but I think that if we want to pay some hard attention here and do a little bit of independent research on what China is doing, we can begin to see a picture emerge. Now, they have launched what is called CAFU, which is a nuclear fusion research facility. And that is to be completed by the end of 2025. So is that some kind of a timeline on when we can expect some aggressive action to Taiwan? Or Japan, I would argue. The one person, one country that's always left out of this discussion is Japan. The collaboration between China, Russia, North Korea, because let's understand that North Korea doesn't exist without China, and China and Iran, we have an axis of evil, to coin a phrase from President Reagan. Yet, during the UN speech yesterday, Biden didn't put anybody on notice in any of that. He just said, we are not trying to contain China. Well, I would certainly be working pretty hard to contain China, knowing what China is doing. So, yeah.
Okay, hold that thought. We're coming right back with more right after these messages coming right up here on the Captain's America Third Watch from Wednesday Morning Edition. Go ahead, Mr. Professor Type Person Broadcaster.
Stay tuned. There's more coming up right after this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch. And call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
And we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
All righty. This portion of the program, our conversation with Denise Simon and Kyle Warren, brought to you by Geico, Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. And they've been saving people money for going on 85 years. Currently, they are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, and they insure well over 27 million drivers. Now, you'll always be able to get a tremendous opportunity over at Geico because you can go to their website, geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com, and you can get a price quote for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving for insurance, and see if they can save you some money. Now, in addition, if you bundle your motorcycle or your ATV or your boat or your RV, you'll get a reduced price on your vehicle. And you can also bundle your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance as well and get a tremendous discount on your car that way. Now, the website again, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com. Go over there, take a look, see what they got, bundle your vehicles together, and see how much money they can save you. Geico.com. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
And Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
And we've got Bagabin Bob on the line with a question. Okay, Mr. Bagabin Bob, what's going on?
Well, first, I just want to make one quick comment on veterans. If you remember Barry Goldwater, they used to say about him something. They could say this about Fetterman, in your guts, you know he's nuts.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, back to the China topic here. They've been threatening nuclear war. They've been revving up. I think a lot of people don't realize that this is just an impossibility unless they're just totally suicidal. If you take one of our Ohio-class submarines, one missile, a W-88, which has eight warheads of W-88, each one 475 kilotons. Hiroshima was 20, average of four missiles per sub, 24 missiles in each submarine, and 14 submarines total. Now, that's true global warming for you. And the fact is that even if they could stop anything, they couldn't stop but a small fraction of them. So I think this is all just a total saber rattling, so to speak, just to get things warmed up. And even a small exchange between, like, India, Pakistan, nuclear exchange would result in a nuclear winter. All right. That's it, Captain.
All right. Go ahead, Denise.
I've been kind of saying that. Back again, Bob has often asked these questions, so I'm glad he's come to that conclusion. However, I would argue that just having that arsenal is the threat itself. And we also need to understand that that both Russia and China have hypersonic weapon systems. We do not. Therein lies the next problem. And what you find in open source, in the public domain on the internet, I do not use Google, and I wish everybody else wouldn't either, but anyway, if you do typical searches on things, if you go across the spectrum of search engines from Google to DuckDuckGo or whoever you use, you always get different results. And I would challenge you guys to, you know, do that to get the different results, but to necessarily understand if you take pieces of information and put them all together, very interesting conclusions emerge. And that those things can tell a story that we need to understand that I think our intelligence apparatus is not being completely candid with us. I don't expect them to tell us everything, but they certainly have access to information through geospatial, through satellites, through spy networks, not that we use them so much anymore. And we're in a very scary place, and I don't mean to be an alarmist here, but I just often wonder, does Biden even get presidential daily briefings, or what is even in them anymore? Because, I mean, where we are, I often wonder who would want to be president.
Maybe it's ice cream.
Well, you know what I'm saying? I mean, he has caused such problems globally and domestically. Who would want to be president and try and fix all this? And some things, I just wonder if it's really ever fixable. Some things I'm not sure that when it comes to a lot of things domestically, with what the left has kind of gone down to some kind of weird religion on racism and DEI and, you know, all these kinds of, can it ever be undone? I was thinking yesterday, wouldn't we want to at least go back to live like we did in the 80s? I mean, wasn't that a better time for everybody?
Okay, I want to say good morning to Lenny from the Trump bus up in Atlanta. So good morning, Lenny. Go ahead, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. And, you know, Denise, I hear what you're saying. And, you know, that's why, especially in this next election, the idea of foreign policy hopefully is going to play a front and center role. But one would think with the invasion of Ukraine, with what could happen with Taiwan, but not just that, but even what's happening in Central and South America or Africa.
Yeah.
All these places, you know, it's to say the world is catching on fire would be kind of an understatement.
Precisely. Absolutely precisely. And nobody really pays attention to what's happening in our own hemisphere. Only when it comes to immigration do they. But, I think we've lost Brazil as a partner. In fact, I'm pretty convinced of that. And what is happening in Africa? I don't know. I mean, you know, if your adversaries are going places and doing things like Russia and China, maybe we ought to take another look and see why they're doing it. Now, you know, do we remember the relationships in the planes that were flying from Iran to Venezuela that were unmarked and we had no idea who was on them or what kind of cargo was on these planes because of there was no manifest? Anybody remember any of that?
Yeah.
We seem to also forget that China is building an espionage center in a former Soviet Russian military base in Cuba. Anybody, you know, that one I'm just not going to let go. That one's terrifying to me. Then we have Venezuela. We've lifted all kinds of sanctions on Venezuela. In fact, we're buying Venezuela's dirty oil. But wait a second. Do you know that Venezuela has got, I think, 12, maybe it's not quite 12, maybe it's only 6, but I think it was 12 Americans detained? We didn't have any problem getting Iranians, you know, doing a prisoner swap or Victor Boot in a visit, but why do we have Americans still detained in Venezuela? Anybody remember that one?
Yeah.
We're in a bad place. And, you know, for the media, you know, if we were going to do a prisoner swap with Iran, Iran's got relationships with Venezuela. Iran's got relationships with Russia. Well, we've got Americans detained in Russia. So in this prisoner swap, why didn't the Biden administration say, okay, we're not doing anything until we get all Americans? So Iran, you better work pretty hard with some of your other nasty friends over here, your thug friends. If you want these people back and you want this $6 billion, we want all of our Americans that are detained to come home. So figure it out. Do you think that was ever mentioned?
No.
No.
No, not at all. No.
Okay, Kyle.
Well, I think, Denise, I think what you're talking about here, of course, is the feckless foreign policy and not even trying to come up with these kinds of things. You know, that could have been a major, you know, maybe that would have softened the blow a little bit of the $6 billion being, you know, unfrozen. But, you know, maybe not by much, but we got something, like you're saying.
Well, look, this is $6 billion, okay? If they wanted to do something, well, we could have said, all right, we'll give you $3 billion. The other $3 billion, we're keeping, because there are hundreds of thousands of people that are victims of Iran terrorism.
We're
going to put in a victim fund.
We'll see you tomorrow. You're going to get cut off here. Well, there you go, right there. All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and also the Denise Simon Experience. Go check it out and see what it's all about. In the meantime, Kyle Warren and I will be right back with the military and veterans news.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
USA News Update. White House officials won't be heading to Detroit to help with labor negotiations. President Biden said last week that Labor Secretary Julie Hsu and Senior Advisor Gene Sperling would go to Detroit to give support as the United Auto Workers and Companies try to work out a deal. The White House says it's most productive for the two to continue discussions from Washington, D.C. instead.
One prison escapee is back in custody while the search continues for another. John Fink has this story.
One of the two women who walked out of a transitional reentry facility over the weekend has been caught in Orange County. 32-year-old Janelle Rice has been arrested in Stanton. 31-year-old Diana Sanchez remains on the loose.
The first hearing in the impeachment inquiry of President Biden will be held by the House next week. The House Oversight Committee said it will focus on constitutional and legal questions surrounding the president's involvement in corruption and abuse of public office. Dave Collins, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Thank you all, the United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America, Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America, Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Yes, indeed it is. And this portion of the program is brought to you by the Concerned Veterans for America. Their website is cv4a.org. That's cv4a.org. And when you go over to their website, make sure that you go over there and either sign up to volunteer to help them with some of the causes they have, or maybe become a contributor. Send them a few dollars, whatever you can afford. They certainly would appreciate that. And, of course, remember that Concerned Veterans for America is a great organization. I'm a member of it, have been for quite a while, and you'll be glad you did, too. So go over to their website, cv4a.org, cv4a.org. All right, let's go back over here. And let's get into the mix, because we've got Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, with us, and he's got his helmet on now because he's going to play, he's going to get his military thinking cap going on, right?
That's right, yes.
All right, and we don't want you to run into any walls, so we'll try to be real careful and steer straight. Now, after the crash of the F-35 Marine Corps jet, and after grounding the fleet because they didn't know what happened, I don't know that we know any more than what we knew the other day as far as what happened. For example, I'm still trying to figure out how come they didn't have the transponder turned down so they knew where the plane was.
Well, that's a very, very good question. And so we don't know if that was maybe part of some malfunction, right, that might have, been part of some kind of failure. But we do know that the Marine pilot was, in fact, forced to eject after there was some kind of malfunction. We don't know exactly what. It was evidently an altitude of about 1,000 feet, and it was about a mile north of Charleston International Airport. And there was a populated area, of course, and that meant, too, Captain, that the pilot eventually came down into a residential backyard. But, you know, it's, any landing is a good one at that point, I think.
Well, he's lucky he didn't get seriously hurt, number one. And number two, they're lucky the plane didn't crash in the middle of that neighborhood.
Well, that's exactly right. And because obviously in a situation like that, now it's going to be not piloted and anything could happen. Yeah, so
well,
we really lucked out with this.
He had the automatic pilot on, so it was flying automated into a remote area as where it went down, and that's what was going on. But still, why wouldn't you point that thing out to sea? I mean, there's a lot of questions that I think that are going to have to be answered.
Well, that's right. I think it would depend on what was happening in the cockpit at that moment, what was the nature of the malfunction, and obviously the pilot's life was at stake. So, yeah, you're right. Just these are unanswered questions. But typically, yeah, you try to make sure the plane wasn't headed towards anybody populated or any populated area.
Now, do you like Krispy Kreme donuts?
Well, maybe a little too much. I don't, you know, they are really good.
Well, it seems in Alaska, on an Alaska Air Force base, a bunch of bears managed to raid the Krispy Kreme donut van on the base. And they got into the donuts, and they just had donuts everywhere. And they were having a good time eating the ones they wanted and the ones they didn't. They just left scattered all over the place.
Well, you know, the movie that came out just recently, Cocaine Bear, which evidently was based on a true story, Captain, it's much better if the bears just sort of pig out on Krispy Kreme donuts, I think, and they may deserve that.
Than cocaine.
Once in a while. That's exactly right.
Yeah, let them pig out, on the donuts.
Bear.
Yeah, let them pig out on the donuts. yeah, I'm all for that. And, by the way, the former Pentagon chief, former Pentagon manpower and diversity chief, is now running for Congress. His name is Gil Quisenos, I think that's the way you say that. And he's a Navy veteran, and he's going to be running out in California for a congressional seat. Good luck to him, right?
Yeah, we are what we understand he's doing, so absolutely.
So what do you got there you want to talk about?
Well, you know what, Captain? Just recently, the U.S. Supreme Court made a decision regarding affirmative action in college admissions and so forth. But there's a new federal lawsuit that's accusing the U.S. Military Academy West Point, yes, that West Point, of not considering properly, or rather, I should say, improperly considering the race and ethnicity of applicants when they made their decisions about admissions. This is in New York Southern District that was filed on Tuesday by Students for Fair Admissions. So this is going to be very interesting to see where this goes, because obviously the admission system or the admission standards now have been changed.
Okay. And I found out that when you talk about all the new vehicles that are being built out there and you look at the electric cars versus the and trucks, I might add, versus the gasoline ones, people still want the gasoline vehicles. And that's something that we're going to have to deal with, like it or not, government, because people don't want to waste their money on an electric vehicle. And I still see them, Kyle, sitting on the side of the road or being pushed off the side of the road so that they can be picked up and taken to the car dealer and charged.
Well, the technology will eventually arrive, but how many years, or is that decades? We just don't know. At the present time, Captain, I think that there are many different mission-specific applications for alternative energy vehicles, like an electric car, this kind of thing. If you're commuting, let's say you commute 20 miles each day, well, that might be a good solution for you. But generally speaking, to think that you're going to change over everything, and by the way, Captain, one of the most important aspects of all this is the trucking industry. How in the heck can you have a truck that needs to be somewhere over a short period of time have to stop for hours to recharge? I mean, this is just, if you wanted to kill the distribution system in this country, just mandate all the semi-trucks have to be electric. Overnight, you do it.
Right. Right. And that's not going to happen because they can't pull, they cannot sustain the weight that they would have to pull, the maximum gross weight, 80,000 or more pounds. It just isn't going to happen.
Well, that's right. That's right. And, you know, and also the time it takes just to sit, to make the truck sit, and whether it's a smaller delivery truck or something like that, whatever it is, it takes time to charge it up. You can put gas in a vehicle in a matter of minutes, be back out on the road, and be completing your task. I mean, this isn't rocket science in that sense.
All right. Well, we got about a minute here. Let's go to the phone lines. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. This is Eric, calling from the Nanook of the North. Hey, real quick, you guys were just talking about the crash of the F-35 in South Carolina. Here's my question. I know I'm not the only one that has this, and I'm not a military pilot, but I've hung around them for a while and jumped out of their aircraft numerous times. Here's the thing. Articles came out 6 to 8 months ago saying that the F-35 was susceptible to being hacked. And that they, the powers that be within,
I saw
the Air Force.
We talked about it, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, Air Force and, Nav Air, which controls, Marine Corps aircraft also, not just naval aircraft, were concerned about that being hacked. Now here's the thing, I've listened to several podcasts between F-16 pilots and F-18 pilots, former, masked current pilots. Their question is, how do you come up missing an aircraft, particularly of that caliber, and why would the commandant of the Marine Corps shut down 2 days worth for a quote unquote safety stand down if it was just F-35s that were involved in an incident? That they said that sounds like there's something else going on in the background other than just a mishap. Now there has been a handful of incidents with the F-35 over the past couple of years. There's been a ramp strike, fantail strike on an aircraft carrier by a Marine Corps pilot. That was pilot error. There's been engine failures, and there's been electronic issues, digital surface control issues with the aircraft because of the amount of electronics and basically, for lack of a better word, artificial intelligence that goes on with that aircraft in order for it to fly straight and level and, you know, hit targets and this, that, and the other. And another interesting thing is, if this pilot was having issues with an aircraft...
You just run out of time, Eric. You're just...
Yeah, Roger, that. Thank
all right, thank you. Thanks. Okay. Well, to be continued, Kyle. Hang on. And Kyle and I will be right back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. We're coming back, and the Watchdog and I are going to get into some conversations about some interesting stuff. Of course, will the Fed hold the rates steady? Will they hold the rate steady, or...
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
This is Chris Markowski, host of the Watchdog on Wall Street radio show, and you are listening to the Captain's America with the man, the myth, the legend, Captain Matt Bruce.
All right, and let's not forget that Chris is more of a legend than I am because he started before I did, so there. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by Moss Acura. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, and Acura is the dealership that you'll find right up there on North Florida Avenue, right here in Tampa, right next door to the Moss Nissan dealership. Now, when you go up there, you're going to notice that they are part of the Moss Family Automotive Group, and that means that if you serve, you save. That means all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you are an EMT or a firefighter or police officer, and all church pastors, too, are going to be afforded a great bonus on their vehicle so they can get into it a little bit more affordable. And they do that because you're appreciated at Moss Acura. You're appreciated at Moss Acura. Now, when you go in there, ask for Albert White. Yep. Albert White, he's the general manager. Introduce yourself to him and say, hey, the captain sent me, and see what happens. You just might be surprised at the reception that you get from Mr. Albert White at Moss Acura. So don't forget, go on up there, check them out, save some money. Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, the website, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, the website. All right, and Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
And Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us as well. Hello, Chris.
Good morning.
Now, we have got a meeting going on right now of the Policymaking Federal Open Markets Committee. And we're being told that they're not likely to deliver any interest rate surprises. So what exactly are they going to be doing?
I think people are going to be kind of paying attention to what they're going to do next. Right now, they're not expecting any sort of rate increases. However, it's like what they say in regards to what's going to happen moving forward. Right now, you're taking a look at, overall interest rates. They're rising on their own. You take a look at the bond yields simply because of oil prices and what's happening there and how that's inflationary in regards to everything that we're going to buy. I mean, gas prices are up. Diesel prices are up. And you got to understand diesel are important this time of year for farmers because they're harvesting crops, and that's going to obviously make, food more expensive. And I'm not a big believer, and we talked about this in the past, that there's anything that the Federal Reserve can do right now in regards to the type of inflationary pressure we're getting. They can't slow down government spending. They can't drill for oil. So, raising rates, it's like almost adding insult to injury. I think it's a waste of time.
Mm-hmm. All right, we've got a caller here. I think I know who it is. Let's go over here. Is this Aaron in Denver?
Yeah, that would be me. Chris, could you tell me, what is the root cause of this Evergrande mess that's going on in China? Cap, Professor Podix, and Chris, adios.
All right, thank you. Well, there you go. What do you think?
Too much building. Government control. Beijing trying to grow their economy via, various different central planning tenets that just do not work. They spent so much money. They really wanted their property sector to be basically the builder over there of their overall economy. They've got ghost cities everywhere. And every single time you try to run an economy out of some capital somewhere, doesn't matter whether it's Washington, D.C., Beijing, Moscow, or whatever it may be, it's a recipe for failure. And right now, their economy is doing horribly. It's hard to get your arms around. I've been talking a lot about this for a long period of time. I've never bought in to the Chinese miracle or economic numbers that were out there. They've always been a fugazi. And this is why right now it might be a really good opportunity to engage with the Chinese government. But again, you don't know what Xi Jinping is going to do. He's doing everything the wrong way at this point in time. And again, you got an economy that we were told, oh my God, it's going to be booming. Take a look at where they're at right now. It's collapsing.
Now, before I turn this over to Kyle, I want to ask you a question about Elon Musk. Why do you think his Starlink is falling very short of subscriber projections by some 92.5%? What's the deal there?
Oh, I think it's expensive. I think it'll eventually catch on, little by little. But the price has to come down. It's not exactly cheap. I do think right now I think that again people are focusing on other things rather than utilizing Starlink. But I think it's a great service, obviously, for people that are on boats and whatnot. But like I said, it's not inexpensive.
Okay, Kyle.
Well, Chris, greetings from the land of $6.10 a gallon at this point, at least in my area.
It's
quite something.
People are getting complaints about this from everywhere, but people, you get what you vote for. I mean, this is, we can complain about all of these things, but these are self-inflicted wounds by the populace based upon the decisions that people make and what they want to do, as far as their government is concerned. I mean, everybody should have seen this coming, that there's no more strategic petroleum reserve for Biden to tap to try to bring prices down temporarily like he did during the midterms. So, you're going to have to deal. Again, in certain areas of the country, obviously that it's going to be a hell of a lot more because of taxes and excise, taxes and, sales taxes and a myriad of other things and, various different green restraints, California in particular. Just like, certain states, they do silly things when it comes to, you know, workers and businesses, where, you know, they want to clamp down on fast food companies, the whole gig economy. What I've said to people is that at some point in time, you got to throw your hands up in the air and you just say, that's all I can stand. I can't stand anymore. And you got to move. And that's, you know, what more and more people are doing. You know, that we have, you know, a country where, yes, gasoline is expensive anywhere, but it's going parabolic in certain places. And sometimes, some point in time, people got to get tired of it and they're just going to get up and move.
Well, I think you're right about that. And we've also got a new survey that's out. We understand that's showing that there's a lot of consumer pullback. For example, in the past 6 months, 63% have pulled back on clothing and apparel, 62% for restaurants and bars, entertainment outside the house, not including streaming and all that stuff, 56% have been cut down. And, of course, the list goes on for recreation and groceries, electronics, all kinds of stuff. In other words, we're looking towards Christmas time or the holiday season, and it doesn't look good for retail. What do you think?
Well, yeah, people have to, again, you just mentioned $6 gas. People have to adjust where they're spending money. That's just the reality of the terrain. And, yeah, there were a lot of talk about, you know, the holiday season not being up to snuff this year because, again, people are paying more at the pump and they're paying more at the grocery store. It's the reality.
And that may really translate into how they look at the upcoming election, because especially if people feel like they've had a bad holiday season or bad Christmas time, for example, not just in whether or not they're buying a lot of presents or receiving a lot of presents, that kind of thing, but in their businesses. And a lot of people will hold on through the end of the year, but things could really take a turn at the beginning of the year. And that, of course, is going to play into this election like you've never seen, I think.
We'll see. We'll see. I don't know. I mean, I've heard that tune before from the Republicans, this wishful thinking. And wasn't there supposed to be this big wave that was supposed to happen in the midterms that didn't happen?
That's right.
So, we'll see. I don't know.
Well, no, I hear what you're saying, because I do think the Democrats are really, really good at zeroing in on some other issue that's not the economy, like, for example, abortion or some other social issue that I think they were able to parlay back in those midterms. And so it's formidable. I mean, you can't underestimate it.
Oh, no. As I said, people are going to, you know, you decide, you know, that's more important to you than that's more important to certain people. And, that's the fault of the Republican Party in regards to strategy, in regards to getting themselves elected. I mean, I'm big on social issues, too, but they're not, you know, first and foremost when it comes to my choices. Those are things that can be discussed after the fact. Most important things to me are always the kitchen table issues.
Indeed, because the kitchen table budget is not something that, in other words, people can't typically go out and print money like the government does, that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, Mr. Chris, here comes the music. We'll have to let you go. Talk to you again tomorrow morning. Thanks so much for a great discussion. Have yourself a great day.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, and Kyle Warren and I will be right back. Hour number 4 of the Captain's America Third Watch Wednesday morning edition. Coming right back. Don't go anywhere. We got plenty more to talk about.
Tune for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after the top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.